Auto and truck parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. It's 67 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency in his state as the rain keeps coming down in South Florida. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in Miami.
More than 1,000 flights canceled or delayed.
I was through security, and then I got the notification that it was canceled. So, hey, nothing you can do about the weather.
Submerged roads making transportation a nightmare.
Even the Florida Panthers were delayed trying to get to the Stanley Cup final in Edmonton, and there's more rain in the forecast for today. President Biden is in Italy this morning, meeting with G7 leaders. He will also sit down with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, pledging U.S. support for a new security agreement for his country. Will Elon Musk be staying at Tesla? Shareholders of the company will vote today on an all-stock deal worth nearly $50 billion. The package was approved last year, but was thrown out by a Delaware judge earlier this year. That pay package was worth even more than that, but the share price of Tesla has fallen in recent months. This is ABC News. With the Summer Olympics set to start in Paris in a little over a month, there are now some new questions about France's bid to host the 2030 Winter Games in the Alps.
The word is Macron's surprise announcement of national elections in the coming weeks is delaying the signing off of Olympic paperwork. IOC member Carl Stoss insists there must be a guarantee by
the French government and a final confirmation of a public partnership contribution to the Games organization budget.
France has previously hosted three Winter Olympics, the most recent in 1992. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Houthi rebels launching a fresh attack in the Red Sea, this time using a boat to send a bomb toward a commercial ship, the captain of the ship saying it is taking on water. And found off the coast of Canada, the last ship of British explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton. The wreck has been discovered off Labrador 62 years after it disappeared. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is John from Napa again. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has been serving you with quality and reliability. Celebrate with us all month long with amazing specials. Get Napa Universal Fleet Oil for just $3.99 a quart or $13.99 a gallon. Plus, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $4.49 a quart. And don't miss out on Bug Be Gone Car Wash Pre-Soak, just $6.99 for a 16-ounce bottle. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, serving you for over 20 years and many more to come. Napa know-how.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on WRCO. It's 4 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. The Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest continues this week and today. And the word to text this hour for your chance to win some great prizes, including the Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Brewers Club level seats, and some getaways in Wisconsin. This hour's word is Civic. There you go, Civic is the word to text this hour, and do that right away. Certainly get the chance to do that. You've got to do it before 8 o'clock this morning, but get that in there, and you'll be set. And if you haven't done so, download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword this hour, which is Civic. Get the best deals at the Richland Locker. New York strips for just $9.98 a pound and whole New York loins for only $8.48 a pound. In the deli, enjoy off-the-bone honey ham for $6.48 and slice Meister's banana pepper jack for $5.48 a pound. And don't forget Father's Day. Stop by and check out Richland County's largest bourbon selection. Richland Locker, your one-stop shop for premium meats and more. Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
30's forecast calls for a high of 83. There's still a 50-50 chance of showers through early afternoon and mostly clear tonight, a low of 56. Lots of sunshine for Friday and less humidity, a high of 80. For Saturday, 76 with a 30% chance of showers, also a 50% chance at night. Sunday, showers early, then partly cloudy, very warm and humid with a high of 89. Currently on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, our temperature has grown after a low of 62. It is 67 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today here in southwest Wisconsin.
Christopherson song and morning. I'm a mom and daddy singing along to Don McLean at the levee. And I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Madeline Monroe in the Garden of Eden. Never grow up, never grow up. Another rebel in the grave, wide open on the boulevard of broken dreams. And that was everything I needed to know. John Cougar, John Deere, John 3:16. Right. I'm Mark Twain on the Mississippi. I'm Hemingway with a shot of whiskey. I'm a TV dinner on a tray trying to figure out the wheel of fortune. I'm a Texaco star. I'm a Gibson guitar. Still a teenage kid trying to go too far. I'm a jukebox waiting in a neon bar for a quarter. I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. I spent a lot of years running from believing, looking for another way to save my soul. The longer I live, the more I see it. There's only one way. The Garden of Eden, never grow up, never grow old, no, no.
That's right. Keith Urban on WRCO Radio. Good morning. 67 degrees in Richland Center. And we'll see what old Hank is doing in just a little bit. Probably up to no good, but that's the way it goes. Anyway, we have birthdays and anniversaries, your history lesson for the morning as well, and more chances to win and qualify right here. Here's Chris Stapleton.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Smile.
Shaw, my little baby loves me Cadillac style. That's right. Although I drive a Pontiac Vibe, baby. Anyway, coming up, we'll see what old Hank Bray's up to.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. The 43rd Wizards of Rods Fun Run at Warren's Lions Club Clubhouse and Grounds in Warren's is this weekend, June 14th through the 16th. Bring your prized ride to join the car cruises, poker run, and enter the car show. Enjoy musical entertainment, including DJ Bellar Beats, providing hot rod music all weekend. Plus, there's games, 50-50 raffle, and much more. Go to the Wizards of Rods on Facebook for the full lineup. Don't miss it. The Wizards of Rods Fun Run Car Show this weekend in Warren's at the Warren's Lions Club Clubhouse and Grounds.
Join us for Taste of the Hills on Saturday, June 15th at Crosscup Park near the Killian Meyer Building. From 4 to 9 p.m., enjoy food, fun, and music for the entire family. Local favorite singer Kelly Long will perform from 4 to 6 p.m., followed by the Dan Lepian Band from 6:30 to 9 p.m. There are activities for the kids, so bring your lawn chair or blanket. Limited picnic seating is available under tents. Food and drink will be available for purchase from many local vendors. No admission fee, and please, no carry-ins. Don't miss it.
For student athletes, routine physicals are more than just a good idea. They're a requirement. The WIAA requires that student athletes have a physical exam every 2 years. The team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is eager to support the health and well-being of our local athletes by offering sports physicals all summer long for a reduced rate of $15. Call today to schedule a time with one of our providers, the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning.
Oh, Hank Bray.
How you doing, buddy?
Not bad.
I was out chasing the kitty.
Chasing Ole?
I don't know what he was.
Oh, it wasn't Ole. You'd know it was Ole.
Hey, I got to tell you a story.
All right.
So last night on my way home, as you know, as you're coming from Blue River to Boscobel, as you're getting into Boscobel, there's pine trees on the right-hand side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I was coming in and there was something, I mean, covered the road. It was pine cones. From the wind.
Now, I heard Boscobel had a really wicked wind.
It was some nasty stuff. But anyway, but you were going 15 mile an hour. You were weaving in and out of the trees and stuff. But the pine cones on the road, Phil, I should have got a picture, but it was absolutely breathtaking. I couldn't believe it.
Ah.
And there were two spots of them. Because you go through the first one. And then there's no pine trees. And then it was all good. And then you go through the second one. And then it was... pine cone. I mean, you couldn't see the road. It was kind of neat. I've never seen anything like that. So
now, were you anyway, driving the Mini Cooper because you could have got stuck?
I was driving the ex-son's car.
Oh,
yeah, the other Pontiac Vibe that we don't call a Vibe.
That's not a Vibe. No, but
it is a Pontiac.
It's a Pontiac.
Yeah.
And they have those Toyota motors, many of them. So that's why they
go.
So
and it goes and it goes and it goes. So, but no, it was really neat. I should have got a picture, but it was. I was worried about driving, Phil.
Yeah, you know? that's good for you.
I mean, I don't text and drive, but can you take a picture and drive? I don't know if that's illegal.
Probably not. Yeah. No, probably shouldn't do that. You need to stop and take a picture.
Yeah, but if you
for
stop,
the radio audience.
But you couldn't stop anywhere on the road because if you went, because seriously, people were driving seriously off on the ditch and then back on the road weaving in and out of trees. It was pretty cool.
So there were trees down?
Yeah, there were trees and limbs, everything down. So
wow,
but there were pine cones just covered the whole road.
Mm.
It was pretty cool.
Hmm.
I don't know if anybody has a picture of that. And
I heard 60 to 70 mile an hour winds in that area.
It was nasty yesterday.
Boy, the sky was weird at that time of
day.
You
know what? You saw, there's a big frontal. It looked like looked like my forehead just leading the way. But, you know, it was really weird. It was like, well, that's just eerie.
Mm-hmm.
Then it cleared up. I got home. I don't know, 15 minutes later, the pool was open, sunshine, and kids laughing. It was like nothing ever happened.
It moved through quickly. That's
so,
right.
Yeah. Huh. So, but anyway, very neat.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been doing some digging, Philip, on some
you should Guinness. You're going to get an infection in that. Oh, I thought you were scratching your neck when you said that. So. Yes.
Well, that's another world record for you, young man.
Yes.
A grandmother, okay, Donna Jean Wilde from Alberta, Canada, plank for 4 hours straight.
Okay.
Planked. You know, so you're on your elbows and on your tiptoes.
Okay.
And
planked.
Plank. It's called a plank. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do now.
4 hours straight.
Wow. That takes some strength.
Four hours. The old record was 3 hours and 58 minutes.
I can't do it for 4 seconds.
And she is a grandmother.
Mm.
It was impressive.
That is.
It was impressive.
New world record.
Yep.
Do you know that 6 members of a 1944 high school graduating class met up recently for their 80th class reunion?
Wow, that's impressive.
Which is right up there. Salem High School class of 44 alumni gathered over the course of that day, and they were recognized by Guinness World Records last year as the longest-running class reunion. But they lost the title when Guinness learned of the members of a 1938 kindergarten class from California that had staged their 83rd reunion in 2023.
Wow.
So that probably ranks as the record, but as far as for high school graduates,
right.
80th.
Is, that's awesome. Yeah. Did you say Salem?
That's out in, Oregon. So we're,
in Oregon, not the other Salem.
No.
Where the witches came from.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That'd be the other direction.
All right. Iran's Yosafat Amani, okay, threw 403 punches, full extensions in 1 minute. So it was like this.
Boom, boom, boom.
I saw the video this morning.
Wow.
It is. I'm just like, oh, I'm tired.
Wouldn't want to fight him.
No, but he was just barely just touching the mat because the mat was keeping score.
Oh.
So you had to strike it. 403. It was like, whoa.
Ah.
It was like.
That's a record.
Yeah, that's a record.
Wow.
The oldest pharmacist, Philip.
The oldest pharmacist.
Has no intentions of slowing down despite being over 100 years old.
Is that Mr. Gower?
No, it's a lady.
It's a Wonderful Life?
On running her pharmacy for the last 70 years, Kizo Hatamoto, based in Tokyo, was confirmed as the oldest pharmacist female at the age of 100 years, 196 days as of April 1st of this year.
Wow.
And don't be fooled into thinking she's just purely managerial role. She does everything she does much work by herself, including stocking, ordering, and dispatching.
Oh, there's so much responsibility for somebody with that occupation. Yeah. Well, that's amazing that she is able to do that.
So, you know, I used to work in the prison.
Yeah, well, that's what you say. Anyway.
That's what I say. And when our downtime, or our break times, when it was illegal, we used to play cards. Okay, so, and we, you know, sometimes the cards are too big, but I found the smallest deck of cards, Philip. This world's smallest playing cards are just 0.196 inches high.
How can you see them?
You can actually see them.
You can?
Yes. They're pretty cool. It's like this. I mean, you couldn't get caught at that point.
No, I don't think so. You'd be safe.
You'd be good.
Ah, interesting. What kind of cards did you play at the prison?
We used to play some hearts.
Hearts? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hearts. Sometimes some spades and some euchre.
Yep.
You know, whatever time allowed. Mm-hmm. And everybody brought in a new deck every day. So
that hearts game, that can be a wicked game.
Yeah, it was very wicked.
Because that's where you, is it the queen of spades that you don't want?
No, that's for spades.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about hearts?
Yeah,
The queen of spades.
Queen of spades, unless the rules have changed.
No, the queen of spades and only hearts.
But what used to make me mad is somebody would, because if you take all the heart tricks, then you penalize everybody else, right?
Plus the spade. You got to take all 26.
You got to take all 26, and that used to just, because you could see it happening, and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
You can't stop it.
You can't stop it, because you'd get rid of all your high cards, and all of a sudden somebody was taking all the tricks. So.
I mean, I'm just letting people know I was never involved in card games at the prison.
Oh, okay. Then I get mad and throw my cards and quit,
I was always the responsible employee.
Uh-huh. Just like you are now.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. A skateboarding cat showed off his skills in China, earning a Guinness World Record, skateboarding a distance of 32 feet, 9.2 inches, in just 12.85 seconds.
Quicker than this.
Crazy.
I was watching another Guinness Book of World Records this morning. It was about the limbo on skates. All right. So this lady skated 50 meters on skates. Okay. Her ankles was the highest point on her body. She actually had to wear some kind of protecting on her face where it wouldn't scrape.
So she got down that low and
the ankles were higher.
Way up.
And it's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I would never get up from that.
No, it hurts me to think about it.
Yeah, I would never get up from that.
Huh.
So most coconuts on heads smashed with a nunchuck.
Oh.
68 of them. Really neat video. I mean, it is the neatest thing.
So people put coconuts on their head, and then another guy comes along with a nunchuck and smashes it.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
I don't know that I'd be that trusting.
Yes. Mm. Well, anyway, Phil, most sporting clays broken in 1 minute by a nunchuck.
Okay.
158.
Wow.
So they have them all their sporting clays lined up, and a guy on one side, he's all dressed in headgear, and he's just sitting there throwing them up. I'm sure he's practiced this. And this guy's just going back and forth.
Through the air.
Yeah, through the air.
Mm.
Yeah, it was impressive. Different guy, though, with the with the coconuts.
Some of these people have so much time on their hands. Right. You know?
Why aren't you doing any of these?
I don't know. Most cobwebs on a person's head. That's kind of that's what I'm going for. I'm not moving much.
Well, the world's largest collection of toasters, Phil.
Ah, really?
Belongs to a Dr. Kenneth Huggins of Columbia, South Carolina. Kenneth started his extensive collection of 1,284 toasters in 1995 and is a member of the Toaster Collection Association.
Wow. Do you know what's on our toaster? It puts the imprint on the toast.
What is it?
It's a specialized toaster, a Chicago Bears toaster.
Seriously?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we've had it for years.
Oh, I bet it's, but it still doesn't work like the Bears. Kidding, June. Kidding. Kidding.
Yeah, careful. Careful.
Kidding. They're kind of all burned up.
Yeah, it burns the emblem.
Does it really?
The toast, yeah. And I'm sure there's a Packer one, too. I've never seen it, but in our house. But yeah, Bears toaster. So needless to say, I don't eat much toast.
Even though it might be old, I bet it's still probably brand new as many games as they've won the past couple years.
Hey, now, watch it. Watch it.
You're going to have a long weekend with James' wedding and stuff, and then Henry's comments.
Exactly. Yeah, got to be careful. Getting ready for the wedding.
Yep. Hey. Everything going well?
Yeah, it's going well. As you know, I'm lamenting, though, it's Father's Day weekend.
Yes.
And you know I'm going to be overshadowed big time. Big time.
I think you should have next weekend as Father's Day.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Phil's, I compare it to Molly Ringwald in 16 Candles, the 80s movie,
yes,
where they forget her birthday because of the wedding, you know? It's kind of the same thing, Hank. What do you do?
I think we should have Father's Day for Phil next Sunday.
Okay.
So you're going to go do a game.
Probably, yeah. Right.
Anyway, I found us a new leader at the radio station.
A new leader?
Yep, here we go. A 10-year-old girl makes broadcasting history as the youngest radio station manager ever.
Wow.
From the moment you meet her, it's immediately clear that Martha Sheehan is not like all the other girls at her age at 10. She's a UK-born radio enthusiast with the youngest person to manage a radio station in female history.
Well, there you go. Bring her on.
So, yeah, without question. I mean, she could probably do my job.
Mine too.
Who can't? I mean, but anyway.
Well, Hank.
Anyway, buddy, tomorrow is Friday.
Yep, and we're going to be pulling out the winners.
Yep, rodeo, Father's Day weekend giveaway. Mm-hmm. You still got milk tomorrow, all week, all month for milk.
Milk giveaway today, and then chocolate milk tomorrow it's Friday.
But I don't think, I can't find that gift certificate, so I don't know where it went.
Oh, okay.
For Friday. Chocolate.
Really?
Yeah, down at Quick Trip.
Maybe somebody took it? I didn't. Because I haven't been drinking my white milk this week.
You haven't?
So I don't get chocolate on Friday.
So Julie and Ryan are probably very upset with you if you're not drinking your white milk.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's not the first time they will be, and probably not the last.
We'll see.
Sorry, Julian Ryan. I'm sorry. Buddy, have a good day, and everybody be good.
Sounds good. Hank Bray, everybody. It's 68 degrees at WRCO.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbos in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See totalbyverizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wraps starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
This day in 1967, President Johnson nominated General Thurgood Marshall to become the first black justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Other history notes, today, 1971, the New York Times began publishing excerpts of the Pentagon Papers, a secret study of America's involvement in Vietnam. And in 1997, the Chicago Bulls captured their fifth NBA championship in 7 years with a 90-86 win over the Utah Jazz in Game 6. Birthdays and anniversaries will be next and sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Roland Murray, who turns 10. Lots of love from Mom and Sissy. Best wishes, Roland. Happy wishes today from Richland Center Primary School to Piper Olson. Greetings to Savannah Russell. Have a great day from Grandma Mary, Grandpa Lyle, and all the rest of the Rungholt family. Savannah, greetings to you today on your special day. Also in the mailbag today, Hoyt Bumkamp from Dad and Dawn. Happy birthday, Blake Parker. Love you, buddy. Love Dad, Mom, Gracie, Lily, and Sammy. And today to Hoyt Bumkamp from Mom, Sister, Don as well, saying all the best to Sister, Mom, Sister, and Don. Happy birthday as well to grandson Hoyt Bumkamp. We hope you have a great day. Happy 14th. We love you bunches from Poppy and Grammy. To Janet Lewis from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Roy Nielsen from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. To Carissa Willis from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. To Kylie Kay, love Granny, Mom, Kirsten, Nick, Jose, Olivia, Jack. They all say have an awesome day. Happy birthday to nephew, Torian Bormet from Lori and the guys. Denise Brewer from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Chris Gulsrud from Schmidtwoven Hills. Happy birthday to Kevin Burns from Beulah Wesleyan Church. The Richland Center Lions today, leaving us wishes for Jim Hampton, to Roland Murray, Blake Parker, Haley Feed, and Mary Kaloy. And happy anniversary, Jeff and Deb Fontana. Muscadet Avoca and Blue River Lions today with wishes for Hoyt Bumkamp, Casey Broadbent, and Barb Wires. Happy anniversary to Brian and Lisa Hatch and Lyric and Skylar Simeon Holiday. Have a great day today on your special day. Happy anniversary wishes as well from Richland Center United Methodist Church to Jerry and Donna Bauer. Congratulations today.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Thanks for joining us today at WRCO Radio. A news update is next. Joanne has that for us right here during Rodeo Week. And here is a story about Johnny Yuma.
He rode the rebel Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma was a rebel hero through the West. Johnny Yuma. Up the rebel, Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma
was a rebel hero through the West. Did Johnny Yuma, the rebel, he wandered alone, fighting.
Have a great day. Joanne, the Rebel, is coming up next.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean, faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your Dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 68 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. Partly or mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through early afternoon. More sun late with a high of 83. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 56. After a low this morning of 62, it's 68 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. With warmer weather comes summer fun, and this month we have the event for you. On Saturday, June 29th, from 10 to 3, we invite all of our friends to our grand reopening at the new location. We will have two local food trucks, a coffee truck, tiny acres, and store product door prizes and giveaways. Stop inside on that day only to receive 5% off your entire purchase and $5 off a large bag of Next Level dog food. We hope to see you there, as it's bound to be loads of fun. Thank you to all of our friends for your continuous business and support, because without you, there wouldn't be us. It's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, 647-8833.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A man injured in a crash over the weekend has died. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reported yesterday Daryl Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, died as a result of his injuries sustained in the crash Saturday night. Mead was operating a motorcycle southbound on U.S. Highway 151 when he lost control of his motorcycle and was ejected. He was found unconscious in the median, suffering from serious injuries. Emergency services performed life-saving measures, and he was transported to a local hospital and later taken by UW MedFlight. Again, Daryl Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, has died as a result of his injuries sustained in the crash. Western Wisconsin voters got to learn more about the Democratic candidates for Congress last night. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Last night, the three Democratic candidates for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District shared their ideas at a forum held in Platteville. While the candidates agreed on many issues, they also had different ideas on how to approach key topics like health care and student loan forgiveness. Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shankland, and Eric Wilson will be on the ballot in August in the Democratic.
Who wins the race for president could come down to a few independent voters in Wisconsin. UW political scientist Barry Burden.
They skew especially young. So it's young people who are least likely to have attachments to either of the parties, who are not fond of either of the candidates, and who have not bought into the traditional ways of doing politics.
The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Susan Webb Yackey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters are dismayed about the cost of a home.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
Former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin next week for a campaign rally. Trump will be speaking at Racine Festival Park next Tuesday and plans to make his case that President Joe Biden has failed America. This will be Trump's first visit to Wisconsin since being convicted of multiple felonies in New York financial crimes case. Both Trump and Biden have made repeated trips to Wisconsin, which helped decide the presidency in both 2016 and 2020. First Lady Jill Biden is returning to Wisconsin. Biden will hold an event in Green Bay Thursday at 1:30 with local seniors. It's part of Seniors for Biden-Harris, a national organizing coalition to mobilize voters as Joe Biden seeks a second term in the White House in November. The First Lady has been to Wisconsin many times this year, as her husband, President Joe Biden, runs for re-election. She was last in Green Bay in February. The Donald Trump campaign announced Wednesday that the former president will hold a rally at Racine Festival Park next Tuesday. A mixed ruling on early voting from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court's liberal majority ruled Wednesday that municipalities may not use mobile voting vehicles to collect early ballots ahead of the November general election. But the justices ruled local election officials can choose wherever they want to place temporary voting sites for the duration of early voting if locations don't favor a particular party. That upholds a rule that's been in place since 2016. The court's majority said upsetting the placement of voting sites just days before papers were due on placement would disrupt the process. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of the group Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. The foundation's Leslie Beausser says it's been the same story over the data book's 35 years.
We've never seen a significant percentage of children who were either proficient in fourth grade reading or basic math.
Kids Forward is a Wisconsin-based child advocacy group. It wants more public school funding and more Black teachers. Wisconsin small business owners are worried about proposed cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Krista Ostenso owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says the premium cap from recent adjustments put health insurance within people's reach.
We always just had to encourage our employees to get health insurance and try to pay them enough to do it. And it really wasn't until the 8% that we succeeded in that. And they started all having health insurance.
The temporary ACA premium caps are set to expire at the end of next year. Ostenso says that would make health insurance too expensive for many people close to retirement age.
They would just tell me, well, I'm just going uninsured for these few years until I can qualify for Medicare. Well, those are the years of your life where you're going to start developing some bad health problems.
Congress is considering ACA cuts in the next federal budget. Madison is ranked the second safest major city in America for pedestrians. The National Complete Streets Coalition's Dangerous by Design 2024 report put Madison behind Provo and Orem, Utah, as the most pedestrian-friendly among 101 metro areas across the country. A release from the city pointing out the report, which compares pedestrian fatality statistics, had Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway stating that efforts to make Madison the safest city to walk, bike, and drive will not stop until we reach zero deaths on our city streets. Memphis, Tennessee was listed as the worst city in the nation for pedestrian safety, while Milwaukee ranked 19th best in the nation. A concentrated animal feeding operation near Sparta was fined over $200,000 by the Wisconsin Department of Justice. In a release, the DOJ said that Milsna Dairy Supply was fined for violating the state's wastewater laws from 2015 to 2023. Prosecutors said that the CAFO allowed a permit for pollutant discharge elimination to expire in 2015 and didn't file for a new permit until charges had been brought last year. Milsna Dairy Supply also built a sand separation system without DNR approval. Two people were arrested Tuesday following a search. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Tuesday morning around 11, members of the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force conducted a search warrant in the village of Cobb. As a result, Julie A. Proteus, 48, of Cobb, was booked into the Iowa County Jail on felony charges of possession with intent to deliver narcotics, possession with intent to deliver amphetamine, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and three counts of bail jumping. She also faces misdemeanor charges for neglecting a child and possession of drug paraphernalia. Larry J. Lappin, 62, of Cobb, was booked into the Iowa County Jail. He faces felony charges for party to a crime, for possession with intent to deliver narcotics, possession with intent to deliver amphetamine, and maintaining a drug trafficking place, and a misdemeanor charge for possession of drug paraphernalia. He is also being held on a probation hold. Iowa County Sheriff's Office and members of the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force were assisted by Cobb first responders and Highland EMS.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Thursday, June 13th. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be held Friday at 11 at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Milton N. Sprecher, 98, of rural Lone Rock, died Saturday at the Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11:30 at the Spring Green Community Church, with burial in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, any donations can be made to your favorite charity or cause. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Milton N. Sprecher, 98, of rural Lone Rock. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville, died May 30th at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held Friday from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorials Honor Unit. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville. Clarence R., son, Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel, died June 1st at the Boscobel Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Clarence R., son, Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center, died Wednesday, June 5th, at UW Health University Hospital due to complications of sepsis. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Hillesheim Family Farm on English Ridge. Burial will be at the English Ridge Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green, died Friday after a long fight with numerous medical complications. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear casual attire and or something purple to honor Alicia. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green. Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca, died Saturday at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, June 22nd, from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden.